Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief. Signal over noise for people building with AI agents. Today's throughline is wonderfully practical. The agent stack is pushing outward. It is not just chat windows and coding loops anymore. We have theorem-proving models learning to write lean, robot agents improving their own manipulation skills, browser agents moving local first, and a fresh wave of evidence that reliability is becoming a runtime discipline, not a personality trait. The standout story is Mistral's LeanStral 1.5, because it treats formal proof as a real developer surface. Open weights, a free proof API, and a benchmark result concrete enough to argue with. That matters because the next useful agent is not merely persuasive, it is checkable. The ledger opens with Mistral's LeanStral 1.5. Mistral describes it as an Apache 2.0, Lean 4 code agent model, and the MarkTech Post write-up highlights the same practical headline, 587 solved problems out of 672 in Putnam Bench. That is not a general coding agent benchmark with fuzzy pass rates. It is a formal proof domain where the artifact either checks or it does not. The model is also available as weights on Hugging Face, with a Mistral model card and hosted endpoint for proof search. My take: proof assistants are an unusually honest agent environment. They punish vibes. If a model invents a step, Lean refuses it. That makes LeanStral interesting beyond mathematics, because it shows what agent tooling looks like when the verifier is not another model, but a compiler-grade judge. The second fresh item is NVIDIA's Aspire, short for Agentic Skill Programming through Iterative Robot Exploration. The project page and paper frame it as a self-improving robotics framework. A system proposes code as policy skills, executes them in simulated or embodied tasks, inspects failures, and iterates. The MarkTech Post coverage calls out a 31% zero-shot score on Libero Pro long horizon tasks. For builders, the important part is not the robot glamour. It is the loop shape. Aspire makes the agent's claim testable in the environment, then feeds the failure back into skill construction. That is the small deterministic gate again. Did the behavior work in the task world or not? In model releases, LeanStral 1.5 is the headline. But there is a second notable open model lane. Interface's Diffusion Gemma AIs are small. Interface describes it as an open-source speech recognition model built around a Diffusion-style denoising decoder, with weights on Hugging Face and technical notes on the architecture. It is not an agent model in the narrow sense, but voice is becoming an agent interface. If speech recognition becomes cheaper, multilingual, and inspectable, more agent products can move beyond keyboard-first workflows without outsourcing the whole audio path to a closed service. The caution is that ASR quality needs benchmark receipts across accents, noise, and latency. The promise is local or auditable voice input for agent systems. A quieter model signal came from the broader open weight lane. Price per token did not surface a stronger fresh frontier model launch during this run, and several recent model stories were already covered this week, including Laguna XS 2.1, Claude Sonnet 5, Google's recent Gemini image lane, and NVIDIA Nemotron Labs 2 Tower. So today's model section stays disciplined. LeanStral for formal proof, Diffusion Gemma ASR, small for open speech, and no reheated launch masquerading as news. Frameworks and tooling start with WebBrain, a local-first browser agent for Chrome and Firefox. The MarkTech Post coverage says it reads pages, extracts data, and automates multi-step browser tasks while emphasizing a free open-source design. Browser agents are a crowded lane, but local-first browser automation remains important because the browser is where work actually happens. Forms, admin consoles, dashboards, documentation, support portals. The risk is always permission sprawl. A useful browser agent needs more than a clever planner. It needs scoped actions, visible state, and a fast way for users to see what it touched. On GitHub, the newest HiSignal repos are less about one magic agent and more about packaging the working patterns around agents. Builder.io's skills repository is a public collection of reusable coding agent skills. Cloudflare's security audit skill turns a security review into a multi-phase agent procedure with machine-readable findings. Vercel's Eve is positioning itself as a framework for building agents. And Loop Engineering is collecting practical patterns and CLI tools for designing repeatable agent loops. The theme is extremely clear. Successful agent work is being productized as procedure. The durable value is not just the prompt. It is the loop, the checklist, the verifier, and the handoff format. Three trending repository signals are worth pulling forward. First, Builder.io Skills has drawn thousands of stars because teams want portable agent habits, not just app-specific prompts. Skills are a way to make tacit workflow explicit. Run this audit, check this file, produce this output, fail if the receipt is missing. Second, Vercel Eve is notable because agent frameworks are entering mainstream web development infrastructure. When front-end and deployment companies treat agents as an application primitive, expect better defaults around routing tasks, coordinating tools, and presenting intermediate state to humans. Third, Cloudflare's security audit skill matters because it shows the security community translating agent work into structured evidence. A finding that can be represented, reviewed, and independently verified is more useful than a paragraph saying the agent looked carefully. I like this lane because it favors receipts. A security workflow should produce artifacts another system can reject. A fourth honorable mention is loop engineering, because the term itself captures the practical shift. The old workflow was prompt engineering. The new workflow is loop engineering. Specify the task, bound the context, run the agent, check the result, repair the process, and repeat. Research highlights begin with Aspire's robotics paper, because it is the clearest embodiment of test-driven agent improvement today. Robotics exposes a brutal truth that software agents can hide for a while. If the cup falls, it falls. Aspire's contribution is to let code as policy skills evolve through attempts rather than hand-authoring every behavior. Even if the immediate domain is manipulation, the broader pattern maps to software agents. Generate a skill, execute it against a real harness, inspect failure, and preserve what improves. The second paper to watch is Online Safety Monitoring for LLMs. The title is plain, and that is part of the appeal. As agent systems run longer and touch more tools, static preflight checks are not enough. Safety needs to monitor what the system is doing while it does it. For builders, the interesting design question is what evidence the monitor uses. The best monitor is not just a second model scolding the first one. It should observe tool calls, policy boundaries, data movement, and state transitions, then fail closed when a forbidden pattern appears. The third paper is Recontext, recursive evidence replay as an LLM harness for long context reasoning. Long context is powerful, but it can also become a swamp of stale claims. Evidence replay is attractive because it asks the system to re-anchor conclusions against the actual material instead of relying on whatever summary survived in memory. That is useful for research agents, code review agents, and support agents alike. The real win is not bigger context, it is better provenance inside the context. I would also keep Testivo Bench on the shelf. It is described as an executable live benchmark for test and code coevolution. That is exactly where coding agents are headed. The task is not simply write a patch. The task is to evolve code and tests together without gaming the benchmark or leaving the repository in a green but wrong state. Live executable benchmarks are one of the few ways to force that conversation out of rhetoric. Quick hit one, Hacker News pushed Mistral's LeanStral announcement into the conversation under the title LeanStral, 1.5. Proof, abundance, for all. That community signal matters because formal methods are moving from niche research to a practical agent-builder topic. Quick hit 2. Dan Luz, Agentic Coding Notes from Galapagos Island, is a useful practitioner read. It is not a product launch, but it captures the messy reality of agent loops. Iteration, supervision, friction, and the gap between impressive demos and reliable output. Quick hit 3. Morph Reflexes appeared on Hacker News as multi-head classifiers for agent traces. The idea fits the day's theme. Cheap classifiers and trace-level probes can give agent systems reflexes that are faster and narrower than asking a full model to judge every move. Quick hit 4. The epic AI analysis of a spike in serious vulnerabilities around the Claude Mythos preview is a reminder that model releases can change security behavior outside the model card. When new models alter coding patterns at scale, the downstream signal may show up in vulnerability data, dependency churn, or review failures. Quick hit 5. James O'Byrne's Local LLM Guide made the HN front page again. Local models remain relevant, not because everyone should run everything locally, but because local inference gives builders a privacy, latency, and cost baseline against which cloud agents must justify themselves. The pattern today is beautifully concrete. Lienstrahl says proofs should check. Aspire says robot skills should be tried in the world. WebBrain says browser agents should run closer to the user. Security skills, loop libraries, online monitors, and evidence replay all say the same thing in different accents. An agent system is only as trustworthy as the surfaces around it. The winning teams will not be the ones with the most theatrical agent demo. They will be the ones with the cleanest gates. What was attempted, what evidence was observed, what failed closed, and what artifact proves the job is done. That is the brief for July 4th. Build the loop, keep the receipts, and let the verifier have the last word.